which is woman or everybody gives rousing speech on behalf of the earth. And we go, okay, so we've made it there. And now we start with my new favorite band. And yes, I want their wardrobe, Otiken and Genesis. Here we go. Whoa. All right. We're loosened up. And a poignant augury. Let me introduce the Dia Muerta. Wonderful, wonderful. And she'd had her arm was broken all year, so she couldn't hold her staff. Whoop, wait a minute. Okay, there we go. Her staff has got a mind of its own. There we go. Her staff. So I found super glue. And I go, okay, I'm going to do this and not do my fingers. Oh, I got some on my fingers. Oh, no. So it said, you know, fingernail polish. And I go, so I went up to the sink and poured fingernail polish all over my little finger. There's still a little left, you know. And one little ant started to wander down towards it. I'm like, no. Oh, no, ant. You know, because it's like, you know, ants in mass, you know, you got to go. But one single little misguided brave ant, and it was immersed in the fingernail polish. I'm like, oh my god, it's like nerve poison. And it went, and I was like, what do I do? So I got toilet paper and I moved it to the edge of the sink. But it was like, and then after a minute, it went and became an ant again. I mean, form, and I go, whoa, but still look dead. And then a minute later, it walked off. I'm like, oh, yay, ant, what a good augury. Oh my God, you survived the fingernail polish of Dia Morta's, fixing her, whatever. And it reminded me of my perhaps favorite movie in all the world called Sugarcane Alley. We'll see if we can find it for you. It's so wonderful. But Mr. Mabuse is teaching a young lad. And he says, see that little ant? We can crush it. That's easy, but we can't bring it back to life. That little ant is about the preciousness of life. And it's like, oh, this little ant, this brave little ant. I'm like, just don't go near the sink drain anymore, you ants. Why? I don't know why you do that. But it survived a bath in toxic fingernail polish. And I go, that's a wonderful augury. Okay. So, yes, all of that. So here we are, our seventh convening of Dream the News by understanding the news as a dream. And translates us into the effective participatory realm where we are cultivating our metaphoric agility. How do we experiment? What can we do? And, I'd been thinking of weather magic going, ooh, and then watched one of Bo's commentaries, and he was talking about, the horrible thing in the ground invasion. He said, but it was postponed. I don't know what's going on right now. Because of weather. And I'm like, weather, weather. Remember, we began just now with 15 Gemini rising, giving rousing speech on behalf of the earth or the earth herself. And it's like, I think we experiment with going to the earth herself to resolve this because we humans will dive into the chart because it's full of so many great clues. Because, Ceres, Demeter, dwarf planet, goddess of the earth, is at 13 Scorpio, a favorite degree of mine. It's Edward Snowden's moon, because it's telephone line people installing links to other realities, the cosmic switchboard. So the earth is tapped in, and she quintiles Pluto, the Pluto of the US return, going, okay, the earth has the way to dance with Pluto. That's what we're going to be wondering and participating and doing, it's like the earth herself knows how to dance with Pluto in irresistible eloquence and to open portals. And we go, oh, that's so heartening. So I put in the note to us all, encouraging all to communicate what has been useful and nourishing about our council. What might you like more of or less? And if game to continue. Maybe in a few weeks. So perhaps just putting on the altar of our council, perhaps the next seven, excuse me, would be November 14th to December 26th, ride the year out. But all of you are responsive, guiding augury, going, no, we've had enough, or yes, or maybe, I don't know. Whatever is in your hearts is useful. And the wonderful conundrum of, how do we, within the limitations of Zoom, invite it to be more counsel-y. And so remember during our Kahoot this hour-ish, excuse me, feel free to raise your hand. How do people do that? Wait, where is the hand raising? Where do people find hand raising? Oh, we can't find it. Well, or just wave your hand like this, right? Right, we go pre-technology. Even Aaron can't find it. So do feel
Under reactions.
reactions.
Reactions, you'll see hand raise.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. Some smart.
Thank you, Lucy.
Oh, Lucy, that's great. You are a pro. You are a pro. So go to reactions. Ah! We'd like to replace that with responses. But, I want to replace that every time I hear the news going, what's your reaction? It's like, I'd rather have a response, right? A cooler thing. So, yeah. So do feel free under reactions. Oh, Milda just signaled that thumbs up. She found her reactions. That's good. So when
Zoom.
you have a,
I was just gonna say, Zoom also does this thing where if you hold your hand up, it'll say like it'll actually raise the hand for you. It's very weird.
Oh, wow. All right, so hold your hand up again, pre-technology, or does it know how to do other things if you hold your hand up and do stuff?
I think maybe, I don't know, like you can like see like a little thing pop up at the bottom. Sometimes it works, I don't know.
Oh, there's a world to experiment with here.
It's like, yeah, that's very weird.
Right, okay, well, the hand, all right. So now you know the hand, you know, and we will aspire, me and teammates, to, if your hand is raised, to, you know, allow you to unmute, you know. But it is, you know, it's also, how do we become more counsel-y? And it's like, well, it takes time. That's why I want to do, you know, round number three, maybe starting November 14th, just because it's like, all right, we're getting the hang of it now, right? Even though it's seven, it's like, it's good, but it feels like we could be doing more. And what a world, what a world. So yes, the I Ching, you know, so I threw the I Ching for us and world. And it said 38, diverging, the shadow lands, discord, strange meetings with hidden spirits, the ghost worlds, change conflict to creative tension through awareness, a seed figure. So, okay. But it's very speaking to us, turning away, outside the dwelling, exposed to the night, diverging points at a bright presence in the night sky, the star mansions of the ghost cart that presides over punishments, executions, and dire fates. And we go, oh, we might change some of that, but we get the gist of it, I Ching. It suggests autumn. And we go, all right, well, it's guiding us, isn't it? So I'll get to the chart after in a moment, but Saturn is overhead each night, you know, and it's such a beautiful dance to see Saturn overhead stationing at zero Pisces going, ah, Saturn, thank you for encouraging us, me, everybody, to wonder what is our deepest dedication. And remember, some famous British person whose name will come back to me, it's almost there, but says, you know, to be cultured is to be acquainted with the highest possibilities of the human spirit throughout time. It's like, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I want to, of course, expand it into the, not just humans, right? The, you know, to be cultured is to be acquainted with the highest possibilities of wolves and slime mold and, you know, badgers and stars and all of that, you know, to fill ourselves with that. So Saturn's overhead. We'll take a look in a moment. Jupiter's rising. Oh, the medievals thought Jupiter rising, which happens every night, you know, now, but was having a guardian angel and the capacity to call on that. And it's like, oh, you know, to cool things out. If we ever get too transfixed by the abyss, you know, the guardian angel takes the form of a wise ancient grandmother, or maybe even La Dea Muerta, you know, and goes, time for a cup of tea, time for a cup of tea. Oops, oh, come back here. There we go. And always I love the greater guardian angel, which is the Jupiter part of all of us, part of our inner democracy. You know, its default setting, all planets have their default setting in a way, is curiosity. Right. And that's the greatest guardian angel of all. So it's like, oh, my God, you know, world's on fire. How interesting. What are we going to do? Let's find more stories. Let's find the healing stories. So Saturn overhead, visible, Jupiter rising, Neptune between them, Uranus honoring, Uranus rising. We honor these beings within and without. And the whole splendiferous chart, right? 15 Gemini rising. Rousing speech on behalf of the Earth. I'm just saying it again because it's in Gemini. The Earth herself has quite a lot of rousing to say. Remember, all the you know, indigenous visionary activists that I've know and many of whom I've worked with, it was always about inviting the Earth to express herself. You know, like at the Council of Unreasonable Women, it was when long time ago. And it was when a bad plan to bury nuclear waste at the base of Yucca Mountain. And so I said to our team going, let's invite Yucca Mountain to express her opinion. And they were like, oh, and it's like, come on, team, are we witches or not? You know, and they're like, oh, okay. So even in a kind of slightly begrudging, you know, express your opinion, next day, earthquake at the base of Yucca Mountain. I don't like this. weather magic, earth magic, you know. And the I Ching continues, the gates of winter are closing. The demon country of strange visions, alternate realities, and chance meetings with important spirit beings. And we go, okay, we're available. We are humbled that we can't fix this. We humans can't fix this horror by ourselves. It requires, by ourselves that got us into this pickle, it requires, you know, cooperating with everything, experimental cooperating with everything. And my friends in Hawaii, I think I mentioned this last week, but, you know, when there was a bad plan for something in Virgin Forest, you know, they all invited Pele, a Pluto figure, right? Volcano goddess, to express her opinion. Come on in and express your opinion. Every time they tried to lay a foundation, lava emerged, and the scientists were like, this shouldn't happen. You know, let's try it again. Lava. You know, third time they went away. You know, remember the Uwa people in Colombia, when Standard Oil was going to destroy their lands. And at first they thought they would kill themselves. And then we're like, no, wait, better a trickster than a martyr, they might have said. We remember our ancestors taught us about ritual communion with the earth. So they did deep ritual in which they asked the oil to hide. And Standard Oil did 3 drillings, came up dry, went away. So these are the realms of experimentation in which we, backstage invites us, and that we may invite backstage. So, yeah. So the demon country, the traveling in alternate realities, strange visions, chance meetings with important spirit beings, and we go, ooh, I've been having trippy dreams. I don't know anybody else, you know, whatever. Difficult journey, traveling in our alternate realities. This is the world of the Wu Guai intermediaries who deal with angry ghosts. Right, so many angry ghosts. And I love that part of the Stephen Karcher's I Ching that takes it back pre-confusion, where it's the underworld ghost river and the angry ghosts. And I remember Martine Prechtel saying, you know, if a culture doesn't know how to mourn or grieve, you know, it goes to war. You know, and so the mourning and the grieving and all the work of Lily Ye and many beautiful people going, right, to deal with the angry ghosts. And then the I Ching continues. All worked up. Transforming the negative power of the ghost world into a creative tension with the living. These are things that want to be considered. This is the something typo of the wandering sage who voyages outside the norms, the Wugui. Change potential conflict into dynamic tension. Just even us seeing that together. The solution to the conflict is inherent in the situation. When the way of dwelling together is exhausted, turn away. Acquire the center and connect with what is strong, typo, sorry, and solid, a time of connecting with what is great. I go, all righty. So let me bring up the chart for fun. All right. Come on up, chart. All right. Because it is so guiding. So the I Ching said, you know, look at the night sky. And they go, Saturn overhead, stationing at zero Pisces, the dedication to the power of dreaming, the dedication, the dream makes it realistic. You know, and it is trining Mars. Mars is being schooled by Saturn. What a good idea. Mars's image, 3 plus Scorpio, is it's a wonderful degree. Again, we're animating all of this. Youth carrying a lit candle in a ritual, melding one's energies into a deeper matrix, passing on the light overcomes fear about one's own flame going out, a feeling of nearness to mysterious forces, burning away emotional residue and grievance. There we go, there we go. So that's heartening. So we love that part, but I also want to draw our attention. So Saturn is visible, Jupiter is visible, but the invisible is equally real, of course. And the Sun and Mercury are squaring Pluto, and that will be exact just for our participatory future dynamic, you know, to cooperate with the desirable pattern rather than be possessed by it. So Mercury exactly squares Pluto on Friday, 8:51 p.m. East Coast time, when we go, ooh. So Mercury's image at that time, it'll be at 27 Libra, is a person in deep gloom. Unnoticed, a glowing circle of angels surrounds them. And I go, okay, I love that degree. Because when we're alone, we can easily be the person in deep gloom, or when we're under horrific pressure. But when we gather, we're the glowing circle of angels. Again, opening the portals, inviting in what's needed, inviting in cool out. So, and then the Sun exactly squares Pluto, first Mercury, on Friday the 20th. And we'll think of ways to play with this. You know, it's all dancing with demons again. You know, so that we suck the chi out of the volatile, explosive, reactive thing, you know, and cook it, you know, into responsiveness. On Saturday the 21st, then the Sun squares Pluto at 10:09 a.m. East Coast, 7:09, you know, West Coast time. You know, we go, oh, okay. And, you know, how to suck the chi out of the volatility, what wants to be transformed, you know, who's a good Pluto? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Go over here. It is the U.S. return. And I would also say, you know, looking at the hot reactivity of social media and everything and people going, oh, you know, and Biden, whatever. And then I go, never underestimate a Scorpio. Biden is operating on a number of levels, you know, and it's our responsibility, opportunity to see that. You know, I posted a number of things, you know, Pat Ewing sent me a recommendation of Rabbi Gershon, I'm not in complete accord with what he had to say, but he's a significant person who has been engaged in negotiating with Hamas for decades. And so he's got back channels open. There are many back channels open, and that's really clear, you know. And we want to, rather than going nyanya, we go, we want to see miraculous goodness unfolding to suck the chi out of volatility. You know, certainly we're focused on Gaza and Israel, but Ukraine, everywhere, there's so many hot places of reactive tyranny. And we want to just bless it and then to tease it, to see where is that in our own lives, you know, around us with crazy family feuds over here or whatever, because anything anywhere is everywhere. And whatever we do, small Venus and Virgo, small acts of beauty, you know, have a powerful participatory dynamic. And just to draw our attention to Venus opposite Saturn, but trine Jupiter. What is Urdhva is, ah, I'm just going to do this and then give it words, you know, and also people can ask about whatever. Saturn opposite Venus, that's my moon, which is like, oh, deep, deep, you know, and the Venusian, Venus's image is an expressionist artist at work. And it's like, oh, there's a lot of pressure, you know. Saturn always says depression and fear. Too shallow, go deeper for those not under immediate threat. Go deeper to the dedication, go underneath. What is one's dedication to, you know, small acts of beauty, you know, the expressionist artists at work. And then Venus trines Jupiter. It's part of the theme that we've been working with in different forms all summer, you know, which is, you know, so Saturn opposite Venus, Venus trines Jupiter. Ah, Jupiter quintiles back to Saturn. We've had that all summer. It's so kind. It's so generous of the sky, you know, which says your dedication grows the form, the vessel, You know, and Jupiter says, whatever each one of you, us, you know, through dedication crafts, you know, a beautiful little, you know, vessel, Jupiter says, I will fill it. I will fill it. It's a simple thing, but a beautiful thing. And then, you know, Venus is the old fashioned term is ruler of Libra, the sun right next to the south node, which is why we just had an eclipse on my birthday on October 14th. And I did not go away to go see it, but I took the dog. It was rainy here. I took the dogs to one of our favorite little hills in the woods, and we watched the eclipse on live stream from Valley of the Gods in Utah. And it was like, that was good. That was good. We could feel it kind of everywhere. And then my birthday celebration was doing an act of ordering that I had been procrastinating for months, which is I finally did my 2022 taxes. Oh, God. And it was like, no, out of complete, you know, rubble. And it's like, no, what's in that drawer? Oh, my God. And every now and then just going whaley, whaley, whaley. It's like, I have ADD. I don't know what to do. And then just settle yourself down, Caroline, just inch by inch, right? Again, it's the Virgo, you know, yard by yard, life is hard, inch by inch, life's a cinch. And it's like, oh. And then my dedication was to make this a beautiful thing. Beautiful little folders, colorful. And it's like, yeah, okay. And then the details became beautiful as I was going through each month of PayPal, right? And seeing all the events that we've done, like the solstice and the equinox and the thing and my birthday party. You know, that was that, but in 2022, and going, oh, what beautiful people, what beautiful people, what a wonderful thing we did, what beautiful people, what beautiful people. And it's like, oh, this is a sacred ritual. I was determined to make it sacred. And it's like, or I was willing to give it a try, right? And it's like, oh, it is. It is. So I loved saying and appreciating, you know, and the things that I had feared were actually quite beautiful. Going, oh, I don't want to know. I don't want to know what I did. I don't want to know what I owe. I don't want to. Oh, beautiful people, wonderful things. You know, I love what I do in the world. Oh, that's good. So there was that. So that was my birthday. And then just for the fun of it, I have an accountant. It was just a very kind person because it was the last moment. It was the last moment before. And part of me was also like, oh, just lock me up. Just, I don't care. Just put a bazillion dollars on my tab. Oh, no, that's good. But the time to file the Saturn deadline was 8 p.m. on yesterday, right? And the wonderful accountant said, I've always got your back. I've always got your back. I'll take care of you. So they're not going to lock me up. No. So the deadline closed at 8 p.m. And she goes, it's 7:13 p.m. I like that number. And I go, I love that number. All right, there it goes. And Venus was at 19 plus Scorpio. Or no, the moon was at 19 plus Scorpio. One of my favorite degrees, which is woman draws back two dark curtains leading to a sacred pathway. And it's like, oh, that's great. So off it went. Right? And we go. So just by way of encouraging, everything can be a ritual, you know, and whatever we dread, make it beautiful, you know, in some way. It's like I've just kind of earned this thing. So back here to the sun at the eclipse point near the south node. And I love my friend Sylvia saying the south node, always opposite the north node, oh, with Eris, goddess of disruption, there forever. The north and south nodes of the moon, always opposite. It's just where the moon crosses the sun's path. But it has a lot of strategy to it. some astrologers just heap all kinds of things on it, like, oh, the south node is where you abused power in the past and only I can help you. I'm like, oh, stop it, just stop it. What Sylvia says is the south node is what we already know how to do. And we want to take it to the north node. It's like, oh, how beautiful. Libra, you know, in our collective ancestry, we know about dynamic harmony. We already know how to do this. You know, in antiquity, in the wisdom teachings, in our relations with the animals and the plants and the stones, we know how to do this and take it to the North Node in Aries, pretty hot, with Eris way out there in the Kuiper Belt, but she's, you know, she's dancing, you know, as part of the dynamic. And we go, we take beauty, we take the Venusian beauty to the, and manners, not mismanners, but manners intrinsic to nature. We take it to this hot zone. We go, okay, well, you know, and Era says, you know, what would you like to disrupt? It's a question to all of us. You know, it's like, so I am Eris, goddess of disruption. But I'm at a pretty cool degree. You know, it encourages whirling and undulating. So the North Node and Eris, the point here is to work with this intelligence of disruption. And what is the Sabian symbol for this degree? A double promise reveals its inner and outer meaning, having a feeling of promise, seeing the inner and outer implications of a situation, building up momentum, whirling around, the inner center versus the outer periphery. See, we've just stepped into the center, right? Not whacked around, you know, by the reactive hotness out there, which is strong. urge for freedom of action, but it's whirling, spiraling. We'll have opportunities to do that. And we go, oh, how beautiful. But then, wait, there's more. So there's the beautiful Yod pattern, all right? So all these Libra beings here, and even little Pallas Athena, asteroid, goddess of prismatic perspective, being able to hold something up to the light and turn it around and look at it from other people, other beings' perceptions, going, oh. And its image is a boat dock wrecked by storms is being repaired, rebuilding the entire world. It's like, okay, all right. You know, again, backstage says, all you humans need to do is completely redesign the human nature interface. Right? That's our backstage designing, you know, with help from nature and synchronicity and all. But but then we move to the slightly later beings, Sun and Mercury, form a beautiful yod, It's called a finger of destiny. So it's 150 degree angle up here to Neptune. Dreams, our dream council, vision, power of metaphors, and 150 degree over here to Uranus, trickster genius in Taurus, incarnational actuality, whose image is, it's a beautiful image. Oh, wait, I think I have the thing. I have it in my mind, but it's more beautiful than I can remember. the image for Uranus is a treasure chest overflowing with brilliant jewels, the Pleiades, Persephone, the ability of love to beget infinitely more love, holding to a vision of a better world. Okay, but it's in Taurus, it's for real. And then a beautiful collaborative 60 degree angle sextile between them. So it's so it's a very particular pattern. Again, a yod, finger of destiny. And it's like, if we don't work it, and this is why all of this is participatory in whatever realm people feel to do this, but if we don't work it, it's just, we leave the opportunity to the Dementors to animate in a way that is maybe not dedicated to collective well-being. But if we work it, here we are. It's like a sword and a stone. It's very powerful. So it's Libra here and being a voice to Neptune, again, dreams, vision, you know, our capacity, like as in Dion Fortune and many people, to spiral into collective group mind, expanded wisdom and cool out and tolerance, you know, and it's got a little sextile to Uranus. Uranus, the two, once again, we are reminded of the two Venuses, the Libra Venus and the Taurus Venus. They're talking. And this is the cultural Venus. This is the animistic, sensual, participatory Venus. And it's, and again, it reminds us of what we've kind of been doing. But it's like for us to dedicate to being cultural artistic, creative agents of what we love and are in nature, what we're most kin to. You know, and if we don't know, Neptune says, just wonder. And Neptune, big force, big intelligence, says it's a mystery. You know, are you humans humbled enough to drop to your knees and, you know, go, we have no solutions to this, but we invite in resolutions. And Neptune says, we just want you to wonder how peace, harmony, beauty, how to be cultured, to be acquainted. Matthew Arnold. Matthew Arnold said to be cultured is to be acquainted with the highest possibilities of the human spirit and everybody else throughout time. We go, right, and to call on that. And then Uranus and Taurus, nature's evolutionary trickster genius, in a very positive relationship to Neptune and Pisces. You know, the shadow of Pisces can be like, oh, well, martyrdom. You know, so this is very better trickster than martyr. And just to say things that I say, you know, before and again, you know, but part of the dynamic is the martyr takes on the unmetabolized poison of family and culture and goes, oh, whoa, I'm going down. But noble, trickster also takes on the unmetabolized poison of family and culture, but does not presume to do it alone. Here, okay, I'm going to do this little dance, and if you can follow, that's great. And if not, I'll translate it, right? So it's Sun to Neptune, Sun to Uranus, sextile between them. Cool. Uranus trines Pluto. It's the way out. You know, and we go, oh, how beautiful. How beautiful. You know, ingenuity, our larger dedication, you know, of participatory animism and calling in, you know, the wherever we are, you know, whatever goodness and beauty, you know, and a wonderful life for all children, you know. And I have talked to many military people on planes and whatnot and events and stuff. And I've always been able, or we've always been able to get to the point saying the only solution to terrorism is a wonderful life for all children. And all the military guys are like, yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, these were people I talked to who were teaching military intelligence, you know, at Berkeley, and they go, I guess you think I'm a horrible person. I'm like, no, willing to play with anybody, you know, and people who served in Afghanistan, you know, and I go, wonderful life for all children. They go, that's it. That's it. It's a time for sober, deep reflection, you know, wonderful life for the children of all species. Uranus chimes in. We go, right, that is our dedicated vision. And remember, we don't need to know how, although back channels are open, you know, protection, going to the root of things, hostage exchange. I mean, Rabbi Gershon is, he's talking to Hamas. He has an open channel and says, you know, how about, how about you release the women and the children, we know you're not going to release the soldiers. I'm like, no, let us step in and help you negotiate against all odds. And then you, Hamas, agree to go to Iran without your weapons, you know. And anyway, so he's like, haven't heard back, you know, just try things, you know, whatever the... You know, but this is, again, try stuff, but try stuff with nature. I think the weather magic is good, you know, and this beautiful trine. And then let me just dance around because it's beautiful to me and I will aspire to convey my enthusiasm. So here's the yod. Beautiful. Here's the quintile. Ooh, how fantastic. Here's the trine, and then Pluto, where we began, quintiles back to Ceres, Demeter, 13 Scorpio, telephone linemen installing links to other realities, the cosmic switchboard. And we go, back channels on all levels, you know, backstage. I was audited by the IRS a long time ago. It was a year-long audit, and it was a healing ritual, and It was a Virgo and a Taurus who came to audit me, and they were so thrilled to be auditing an astrologer. And they did ask this good question. They said, "What in your chart brought us to your door?" I go, "Pluto's on my midheaven. It's the thing I'm least conscious of, I guess." And I had, you know, in dread, put anti-vampire oil on the doorknobs, and my Santero friend Marcelino had said, "And here's a Santeria." Designed to draw on the road that they have to draw over, and it'll wash away in the morning, right? But it wasn't. It was like really big anyway. So that was all pointless but fun. And then they were I'd scheduled it on a moon void, of course, meaning nothing comes of it, and nothing came of it. They wanted every single, and it went on for like a year. And then I scheduled it for New Year's Eve, the final thing, moon Pluto conjunction, right? And just met backstage my own back channels, and let's play with this too. In which I go, "You are sensible people. I'm a sensible person. This is silly. You know, let's have this resolved and." Maybe I owe you $500, right? And that's how it turned out to be. And then we had a back channel great conversation because we had a friendship that transcended the polarity. And they agreed that, you know, the mandatory auditing of self-employed people making not much, you know, was silly. And they really wanted to go after big crooks, big corporate crooks. And it's like, all right, well, let's bless each other. Let's bless each other, you know, tax auditors. And I was the last self-employed person they audited, and they got transferred to San Diego to go after big crooks. And I go, right. So everything can be a reciprocal blessing, back channel thing. You know, we talk to the dead, we talk to people we can't talk to in person in a backstage way, going, let us come into accord. Let us come into some accord. Let there be ingenuity and surprise in some way. Let's just open these portals. We have two quintiles, you know, and it's Jupiter to Saturn, you know, portals opening for unexpected good. It's Pluto to the Earth going, ooh, you know, may this, you know, pour forth, you know, into the Earth. And then I just want to put on our work table for, you know, when we are diaspora, but still in dream telepathy, you know, just to repeat, on the 22nd, Mercury Scorpio trine Saturn. Mercury will have entered trine Saturn. It's like cool out water, cool out water, cool out communication, secret communication, backstage cool out in all of our lives, you know, all the little micro circumstance as well. And then the sun enters Scorpio on the 23rd, and then it trines Saturn. Any part of us in our own charts or in the world, you know, that's at zero is a first responder and a greeter. So as planets, you know, move into, oh, Mars just changed degrees. Now it's aroused Indians. You know, so we'll have Mercury entering Scorpio and the sun entering Scorpio, 22nd and 23rd. 22nd, 23rd. Right. So that's Sunday and Monday coming up. But remember, Saturn greets them and goes, dedication to collective well-being, water trine, cool out, seeing water, you know, seeing, you know, rain on the however we want to play with this to see what, but seeing cool out really important, you know. And before that, you know, Mercury squares Pluto, I said that already too, but it's like, ooh, may it be deep and intense. Let's participate. What does this want to be? So there's a little bit of our journey. Right. And then just let me bring in, there's a grand trine, you know, if we include Vesta, and why not? You know, and it says, so even though heavy grief, you know, and yearning and connecting, you know, how do we dance with Pluto? And there's a, you know, Saturn is called the ruler of Capricorn, where Pluto is, and it's like, cool this out, go to the deep realms of where did this conflict start? Invite the land and people who love the land to cross borders and then with brooms dissolve the borders, right? Again, it's the land that provides kinship. You know, it's Yuta Atai in my excerpting part of him, what he had to say in 2008, but saying, you know, Palestinian farmers, Israeli farmers have much more in common than anybody tied to the land. You know, it's like, may those who best respect the land and steward it and the water, land and water, you know, in Syria with Deborah Felmuth, you know, and then driving by the Golan Heights, and it's like, oh, right, the Golan Heights is water. That's why it's a point of contention, fighting over water, as opposed to sharing, like for not just humans either, you know, all the creatures. And remember, eclipses are a thought to leave an energetically available imprint for 6 months. In my case, it's on my birthday, so it's a solar return. I get to keep it all year. But it's again part of our play. May this be eclipsed by this, right? May hoarding be eclipsed by sharing. May dedication to the land eclipse false political borders imposed on this. And then we go deeply. You know, I did in the notes send you all what is confirmed over and over again. It's just a fact that Israel, the Mossad, dragged the blind sheikh out of prison in the 80s and funded him to create Hamas. It's just a fact, right? And everybody's coming into accord going, oh, of course, we've known that, yeah. And sent, you know, as a foil to Arafat and the PLO, and then sent money to Hamas. Until very recently, you know, here's some money, here's some things, here's the thing, just to foil the Palestinian government, and then unaware that it came alive, you know, it's like, so we go all the way back to that, all the way back, you know, to dissolve Solvay et coagula, Solvay et coagula. And part of Neptune's compassion says, we just want you to wonder, wonder, artfully expressed. Attracts augury. I wonder. And Neptune's very kind as well as huge. You know, we can't blow this. It's like, well, what should we wonder about? And Neptune says, wonder about that. I wonder what I should be wondering about. Okay. And again, wonder magnetizes augury, going, all right, we're into these participatory realms in all of our skill sets. So there. There we go. And then I'm just reading, I just opened to Sean. I wish I could recall the exact words, but I'm thinking of something Peter Gray wrote about ancient peoples in the Middle East, understanding weather as including all that happened in the spaces between our world and the celestial realm. Oh, that's great. Right. Milda definitely wants to continue. We'll do it, even just you. Catherine says, I will be in the hospital. That's good. Well, we hope we may it go well for you. We're up for that. Yes, prismatic perspective. All the military people I've known despise missions that lack a clear vision and a clear way of accomplishing it. Yes. And Elizabeth, prismatic thinking and solutions. Yeah. So we are in this, how to dance with this. I mean, the model is of our cultural Pluto illiteracy, right? And that's when we turn to the Day of the Dead and this Halloween time and other cultures that know. So it's like either we ritualize it or we literalize it. You know, the importance of ritual and mythology is crucial now. So we do what little Venus and Virgo says, a little is a lot. What little we can do, because there's many, 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 and the ants. the ants now. It's like, you saved me from nail polish. I'm your friend, right? Okay, so it's like, I'm impressed with your vitality. It's like, oh, little ant, God, you know. Yeah, we care for the individual ant, right, to do. So, oops, let me put that over there. That's great. Yes, I think, you know, all ritual is literalized metaphor, right? But also this participation, you know, grief rituals, this time of year, death rituals, and play. And again, many cultures have a good version of this. So we have two playful little things backstage for us now. And wait, I even have props here too. So I think we start with just a little bit of the skeleton dance, okay? Goes on. Okay. All right. Well, again, cultures that play, hence, well, I hope you can see my bats. Okay. You know, again, this is Bella Muerta, Diosa Muerta. Cultures that play, you know, have an ongoing relationship to Pluto. We want that. We want, you know, grieving and play, and in this season as well. And to play with what's scary and dangerous, to turn it into a cartoon. And even just, you know, I'd been remembering, and Richard remembering, the skeleton dancers, you know, and I found them. And then there was some backstage hubbub going, oh, Disney comes after people who use them or whatever. And it's like, I am always invisible to Disney, except when I request their assistance. You know, I think it'll be okay. And then at the very end of one of the videos, it said copyright, but it's, what it actually said, you know, but it's fair play if you're using it for educational purposes. And I go, we're okay. We're safe from being sued by Disney. They'll never find us now. That's good. And so, but I'd also remembered Cab Calloway. You know, again, we're just pulling things up. The highest possibilities of the human spirit throughout time. I think Cab Calloway counts. So we have a little bit of Cab Calloway now. Heidi, Heidi, ho. Here we go.
Folks, I'm going down to St. James Infirmary. See my baby there. She's dressed out on a long white table. She's so sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, oh bless her. Wherever she may be, will search this wide world over, but she'll never find another sweet man like me. Now when I die, baby, in my straight leg breeches, put on a box back coat and a studs in a hat, put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so you can let all the boys know I died standing past. Then give me 6 crap shooting pallbearers. Let a chorus girl sing me a song. Put a red hot jazz band in the top man so we can raise hallelujah as we go along. Folks, now that you have heard my story, say boy, hand me over another shot of that blue. If anyone should ask you, tell them I got those St. James Infirmary blues. Let her go, oh bless her. Wherever she may be, she will search this wide world over.
Oh. Oh. That was so abrupt. But okay, that's all we get of Cab Calloway, but it does remind us. We'll send you the full thing if you want. But it's pretty great. That, in case you didn't catch it, it's a ghostly retelling of Snow White story, which is pretty fun. So, one might say things are very serious. You know, how can you play? But Cab Calloway, I say, look at New Orleans, you know, and blues, you know, and Katrina. You know, the playfulness with the death and the darkness is an essential part of the antidote. You know, and after Katrina in New Orleans, hosted this wonderful, wonderful old-time New Orleans guy who ran the museum or the warehouse or the whatever of costumes and masks and feathers, you know. And he said, you know, people had said to him, outsiders had said to him, you know, after a disaster, you know, this is frippery. You know, people need water. You know, how dare you reopen this? You know, and he goes, no, it's the soul of the community. It's the soul of the community, this playing with the, you know, and the expression of grief in this play and celebration and cartoons and feathers and bats on your head. And then an NGO person listening said, well, that's really true. You know, after disaster, we need to go in with supplies, but we can't unless there's an infrastructure, and art creates the infrastructure. Venus creates the infrastructure for help and support to come in. And we go, right. Also, you know, in Beirut, just remember iconic photograph of couple dancing in the ruins, right? And the caption is, in spite of everything, yes. And I'm gonna go, oh, from these deepest places, from the blues, from New Orleans, you know, come these deep, deep, deep places. And also, you can raise your hand. You know, how many people have seen the movie Coco? Yes, yes, yes. I'm gonna watch it again. I want to watch it with my sister, my oldest sister, who's grieving. Her hyper managerial daughter said, "I think it's too intense for my mother." I'm like, "Oh, stop!" Right. Anyway, it's a beautiful, beautiful movie about the Day of the Dead. It's a magic movie. I saw it with a great, great friend who's now dead. Maybe this will connect us. But she said, it changes reality, because she said she had been in, I forget where the town it's supposed to take place. And it shows the Rainbow Bridge, and she goes, oh, and that's how I remember it now. I remember the physical reality through the mythic reality as completely real. That's what's very here now, too, to experiment with how could it be? How should it be? Let's see that. It's the bunny planet, you know, far beyond the earth and stars, 20 light years south of Mars spins the gentle bunny planet, and the bunny queen is Janet. Come in, she says, for here's the day that should have been. You know, for here's the news that should have been. Neptune, dreams, vision, water, water reflects a reverse image. You know, it's like, here's the future map. Here's the imaginary map. Here's the meeting backstage with the angry ghost to offer them a drink, to dance with them. All of these things, you know, whatever we want to do. There is, you know, there is outrage upon outrage. You know, I included some in the missive that we sent out. You know, the bombing of the Ali Baptist Hospital in Gaza, where 1,000 people were killed around the hospital, hundreds more. So, you know, this violence and violence and vituperative vengeance, and we go, you know, more angry ghosts, you know, and we know whatever we do, we get more, you know, and the only solution to terrorism is a wonderful life for all children. Angry ghosts go to war. Those not properly grieved, you know, for lack of grief, we go to war, and we go, right. So, yeah, and this is the Arab, the ADL, Anti-Discrimination Committee, Arab American Anti-Discrimination Committee. And they say President Biden must call for an immediate ceasefire, stop funding and arming Israel, and once and for all hold them accountable. Our rephrasing, perhaps, would be, let us see President Biden, you know, cooling things out. He's pretty savvy, and these guys are pretty complex and nuanced. What I forgot to say, back in the, well, I'll just do it again. In the map realm, let me include this, because everything we say, we're inviting and we're invoking. So just to come back here, Vesta, right? Trine Saturn, trines Mars, back a grand trine in water, and then more to come. In these ensuing days, more potential for conflagration or transformation, and more water and cool out. Whatever any small act of beauty that any of us can do, you know, by the feeding of, we just add dedication to it, you know, by the feeding of these birds, you know, by the feeding of the crows their peanuts, you know, may it be. And auguries, the bird sounds. Listening, crows, I'm fond of all the birds that I feed, but crows especially, going, oh, I had four crows. And in fairy tales, which are extremely operative now, in fairy tales, the crows are the keepers of the stories, the important hidden story. You know, it's like in the, I think it's the, oh, the Bear King. But the crows say, if only the maiden knew not to drink the tea that was forced upon her that will cause her to go to sleep, you know, and she will miss her true beloved. If only she knew that, right? So the crows know all the secrets. Like, if only they knew not to do that. If only they knew not to drink that. If only they knew not to, whatever. And so it's like, oh, crows, we're listening. We're listening, you know, caw, caw. By the feeding of the crows, may the hidden stories be revealed. By the whatever mundane things, the mundane is the sacred, you know, and it's all participatory. And it's, you know, and we love, what am I doing? Okay, yeah, tracking these things. So the moon in Sagittarius has a 135 degree angle to Neptune. I view this particular angle as an awareness of danger, so it says, well, gather things from all over, moon in Sagittarius, you know, a hunter gatherer of images, you know, all the sacred holy images, all of the images from all over the world are eager to be brought alive, you know, so the Bamiyan Buddhas, you know, and to one way with the Bamiyan Buddhas that we understand destruction, the Bamiyan Buddhas, you know, in Afghanistan that the Taliban blew up, right? And it's like, oh, but then we say, ah, but whatever sacred invisible blessing was imbued in those Buddhas, may it be dispersed by the destruction of their form. May the destruction of their form, you know, dispel the blessings that have been contained within. And they go, again, however one wants to do that, you know, but sacred images from all over, you know, who brought what, you know, and the moon square Saturn going under pressure, you know, let's dive for all the stories, all the fairy tales, all the, you know, the sacred images from everywhere, all the back channel possibilities of communicating, you know, so many good humans in cahoots with spirits, whether they know or not. And, you know, my ardent encouragement of Biden, right? It's the most radical thing to say that in the midst of progressives. They're like, oh, and it's like, no, he's an assignment. He's our Scorpio guy. He and Robert F. Kennedy Sr. are born the same day, November 20th, which is King of the Fairies. You know, it's the Irish mojo coming into play. And he does that. And both Robert F. Kennedy Sr., you know, and Joe and Biden were befoibled people. Remember, RFK Sr., you know, worked for Roy Cohn, House Un-American Committee, you know, did terrible things, wiretapped Martin Luther King Jr.'s phone, was a bad guy. And he was really honed by grief. He was honed by the grief, well, many things, you know, visiting families and feeling kinship. And then it was him who had to deliver the news that MLK had been assassinated to an all-Black audience. It's a powerful, like, well, and then he himself would die. But he became a good person, you know, you know, peace activist, but was plenty befoibled. Biden also befoibled, but honed by grief into, I think we want to see that part of our dream, the Biden part of ourselves, the Tony Blinken part of ourselves, the Israeli part of ourselves, the Palestinian part of ourselves, and we got to do it, the Hamas part of ourselves. You know, we dreamed the Hamas part of ourselves committed horrific brutality and killed many peace activists, parts of ourselves, and we go, oh. So once we have it as a symbol in the dream world that we go, it's all us, then our metaphoric agility, if we dreamed the Hamas part of ourselves had killed many, 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 many people, including the peace activist parts of ourselves who were crossing borders, then what would we do symbolically, you know, to surround that with, you know, and Sean can suggest things too with rose petals, you know, and whatever it's kitchen magic, it's symbolic magic, you know, and again, Venus and Virgo is the ruler of ritual magic, micro to macro, whatever we want to do, small acts of beauty. But again, you know, once we have it in a symbolic form, we can shapeshift into whatever. We can go backstage for a council to address the root. How far back? Pluto says, go deeper, go further back. What did this want to be before it got toxic due to the force of its suppression? Let's go all the way back. These are things, you know, we'll be working for a long time, you know. But yes, this keeps evading me, but now let me come back to it. Okay, grand trine here. It's Vesta. Again, my friend Sylvia loves Vesta. There's someone for everything. Vesta, Vestal virgins, keeper of the hearth, you know, the Vestal flame. And she says, you know, where Vesta is where we are divested of orthodoxy. Wouldn't that be great? Denied, delayed the orthodox expression until the dedication to keeping the community hearth fire alive is deepened and the fire is lit, and then you may proceed. And it trines Saturn and it trines Mars, and it's like, right, the keeping of the fire, the lighting of the candle, you know, by the lighting of this candle may it be. These are all ways of participating in the memosphere, the whole realm. And Vesta's image is elves dancing in a moonlit fairy glade. And you go, okay. The fairy world is not a, it's a powerful place, you know. And if anybody, yes. Oh, you know that movie. Oh, Coco. Yes. Coco. Yeah. Well, Coco. And I love that movie. It's so beautiful. Everyone weeps tears of joy who sees it. It's like, oh, yeah, I first saw it with my friend, wonderful friend, Barbara Goodrich Dunn, now a spirit. And it was mostly just us. And then, Hispanic families mostly brought the kids brought by their dad. And it is such tears of kinship and beauty and poignancy. It's like, whoa. And as the lights come up, like all the Hispanic dads are like, just trying to not see how moved they were. Again, you know, this grief and kinship and beauty. Huh. So, and Sugarcane Alley, obscure, my favorite movie in the world, about the power of language to transcend tyranny and colonialism. So beautiful. And Landisberg says, see great, strong, deep, kind protection for President Biden as he travels to Israel tomorrow. Right. It's highly combustible. Exactly. That is an important thing to bring up. Safe, pewter shield of protection, you know, all around, you know, him again, cooling out. Anything up to no good may be revealed and rendered harmless, and in the long, long term occasion for mirth in spite of everything. Yes. Yes, everyone in the ice cube ritual for cooling. Yeah, I've got my ice cube. Oh, good, Sean. I think of burning mugwort, calling the spirits of the old women and the ravens. Oh, that's so great. Contemplating who encircle those contemplating cruelty and show them the natural consequences of those choices. That is a function of the bin side. Is that right? Feel free to.
The banshee.
Oh, the banshee. Oh, thank you. The bin side. The banshee. That's good. That's wonderful. The banshee. Can you speak of the banshee just a smidge?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we think of the banshee so narrowly, and it. I think of a Tlingit friend once told me that in his culture, the owl is the messenger of the spirit world being close at hand, but that most people in the outside culture mistake it as a messenger for death because that's the only time they feel the spirit world close at hand. Huh. And I think the same is true of the banshee. Its original meaning, it simply means fairy woman. And it is an aspect of the spirit of sovereignty who travels with a tribe across many generations and across oceans and across continents to bring important portents. And she arrives when there is keening, which is why one must always be careful not to simply practice the ancient traditional keens. But since there is so much keening in the world as it is right now, the way is already open for them. And if they are directed to the generals and the ministers and the commanders and the people high up in Hamas to surround them while they dream and sing to them the songs that show them what the paths that they're contemplating would bring and what could be brought instead, then I think that's where one of our greatest hopes for transformation lies. And I have begun to wonder if it might be the generals who decide that they actually don't think that this is the kind of war that they want.
Right. Yes, that's a great thought. And it caused me to reach for the umpepo. We use everything, And we're so wealthy, so much at hand. Even my little bat headdress, you know, was like, don't forget me. This is the time. But yes, now, as you were saying, so this is umpepo given to me by Rod Suskin, who's a Sangoma in South Africa, and they grew this for me. It's a great honor. You know, as I mentioned on my Friday the 13th, very fun Kahoot. Thank you all who attended. It's a kind of muti. Muti means power in medicine. True power is that which heals. And we don't source it, we invite it. Now it's, again, Venus, it's Libra. We invite power into the world and offer it a template to animate. Come on in, power, and animate this drawing, this design, this dedication on our altar. So umpepo is a kind of muti that is for medicine people. You know, they said, you know, we see that if you are with dedicated medicine people, you may use this because it opens the channels to the positive ancestors to intervene, to come on in, right? So by just telepathic, and it's, I will aspire to convey its fragrance. You know, when I first smelled it, it's like, I've never smelled it before, but it's deeply familiar. It's like deeply familiar. You know, and see, for the Sangomas and cultures that are cross borders and death literate, this is very real. And I do not presume certainty in these realms, but I know people who do, and I'm grateful. And Rod said, the umpepo, very powerful. He said he was driving home from a Sangoma gathering with a friend, and their car, you know, hit a huge bump in the road and went airborne, boom, and went right towards this phone pole, like at high speed. And he's like, oh, this is it. And then he said, and the car just kind of gently came to a rest and stopped. And he and his friend looked at each other going, oh, I think Aaron had something like this happen to her too. And it's like, what was that? And then the Sangomas came out of a council the next week and they ran into Rod and they go, the ancestor spoke to us and said that they really saved your ass last week. Right. And it's like, so we can put in humble requests, not certainties. Again, like working with a coyote, it's like, how about this? You know, how about, you know, somebody suggested, you know, the banning of all assault weapons, the banning of all rockets. You know, it's like impossible, but not in the spirit world. Right. May the living quality, you know, again, Martine Prechtel is always like, was the oil invited to come out of the sea? Was the oil then invited to become plastic? Was it invited to become a computer? No. Well, that's why things rebel, right? Because of lack of human manners. But it's like, you know, come on in, you know, and may words flee from the servitude to lies. May the metal, you know, from which weapons were forged, may become appropriately disobedient. May it fail to fire. May there be quirky things that remind people like, oh, there's a spirit world. Oh, there's a larger world. Oh, I was saved by a miracle. This amazing thing happened. We're just opening the gates, the portals, not expecting, because that expectation, partner of disappointment, but willing and available and inviting. Burning mugwort now. Thank you, Elizabeth. All right, we've got the mpepu and the mugwort and the thing and the all those things. So there. So we have a rousing finale. To waft blessings and well wishings to, but if anybody wants to say anything or a comment or ask about the dance of the planets or everybody feels completely whatever.
Thank you so much for, I'm putting my hand up, but thank you so much for letting us come together at this time and send out these blessings together. It just does feel like being much more in that circle of angels than in that, you know, despair. And I want to thank you. I also wanted to ask you, will you be doing, since the next one isn't starting until after Samhain, will you be having a like separate celebration around that time, or I'm undecided at this point, or?
What a good idea. Thank you. That's right. I hear and I respond. Your wish is my
consideration.
Consideration, right. Your wish is my consideration. Yeah, that seems like a good idea. Yeah, and I'll have to look and see when True Samhain is, just for fun, because October 31st, right, and I was going to go away, but the kids in the neighborhood are so eager to come to the witch's house, I thought it's my civic duty. And then
I made all my kids little cauldrons for this Halloween. I have to sit out there with my witchy hat on.
Wow.
They're all disappointed.
What did you make them out of?
Oh, well, I got the cauldrons, but I just made them like little witchy tags and little candies. And
oh, so each kid gets a cauldron?
Yeah, a cauldron or a pumpkin.
That's so subversive and well done. That's so wonderful. Yes, right. And I just defaulted to Reese's, you know, peanut butter cups, but I might get some organic candy. But the cauldron is good. And then I thought also like, well, one Halloween I gave out lighters to the teenagers, and then the parents were like, "You did what?" And I go, "Well, yeah, but I also have jewelry and stuff. I'm thinking of other things, but so October 31st is when we round it off as Halloween, but True Halloween will be on November 8th. Aha, that's kind of fun.
Well, consider that.
I will consider that. Yeah, that's a wonderful idea. Yes, I have Lakota prayer on my altar, says Catherine. It should work very well with my bone vessel dedications. Oh, excellent, excellent. Yeah, so again, literalized metaphor, we do what we can with willingness. And augury, call and response, it's like, you know, again, I have no certainty, but I do know about responsive return on occasion, which you go, oh, what we hope is true is true. It's like we cast a line of blessing out into the deep mystery. And then every now and then we feel a tug like, oh, it's accepted. There's something real there. So that's super wonderful. So we have our my favorite folk band again, Otiken, singing us out. And we'll just come back for brief seconds for reciprocal blessing, you know, after this. But this is good. This is really good. This is called Storm. And remember, the I Ching said, you know, where the gates of winter are closing, and we go, all right, so how to cooperate? Magic is a willingness to cooperate with everything. And we go, all right, so I think Otiken gives us an invitation to do that. And again, the wardrobe. I must find the person who makes their clothes. All right, so here we go, Storm.
Oh.
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo, woo. What we ritualize, we need not literalize. We're doing it, we're doing it, we're doing it. And that's why all those dances, the Middle Eastern czar, the thing is like, you take on like, oh, ooh, whoa, 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 and cook it. And we go, that's great. So there we have it, team. And we finished just with an Amharic blessing, the word Aizan. Aizan means blessings upon people who are setting forth on a dangerous but worthy journey. It's a blessing of protection to ourselves and to all beings. And we just go, Aizan, Aizan, teammates, Aizan, teammates, you know, thank you for doing this good work. Wada, 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 wada. Good night. Ah, great, 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 great. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah.